One second, actually. Yeah, so today, before we start our session, I would like to read our Srila Prabhupada's quote for today, September 7. It is not true that there are no shoes in Krishna Leela. Rather, there are shoes except for the Vrindavan pastimes. But the shoes are of another quality. They are beautiful with jewels, etc. On the battlefield, they must wear shoes. Letter to Radha Vallabh Das, September 7, 1976. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Today we are so fortunate to have His Grace, Sri Ram Girdhari Das Prabhuji, on the topic of Sanapati Bhakta, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very, very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us how to live the life like Srila Prabhupada. We can see how much he has so many impediments. Still, he has a good faith in his Guru's vachan. So promise like that. So I now hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First of all, a very happy celebrations at your end, and I hope that you all had a wonderful Janmashtami celebration at your place. I am right now in Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple, ISKCON, Navi Mumbai. We are having Janmashtami today here, and I'm very happy to have got the service on this day to engage myself in glorifying a wonderful Vaishnava. Actually, today is also the day of Nandotsava, so it's a day definitely worth celebrating, and it is our duty to ensure that we take full advantage of this day to offer our homages, glorification to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, without whose mercy I'm sure we would have not come this far. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And before we discuss some wonderful qualities of Srila Prabhupada, I would like to recite a prayer on Srila Prabhupada called Prabhupada Stotram. I'll just share the screen. So this is just a small five stanza prayer. Of course, we will first start with our प्रणाम मंत्र नमाओ विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पास्तुदेशकारिणे कृष्णैक चेतमदमोह विनाशकारिन् मद्दृष्टिगोचर प्रभो प्रभुपाद स्वामिन् दोषाभिवृत्ति परिदूषित मंद बुद्धे संचिंतयामि चरणौ तव भक्ति हेतो। ओ लॉर्ड, ओ प्रभुपादा, मे यू ऑलवेज बी द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ माय विजन। ओनली द नेम ऑफ कृष्णा कैन डिस्ट्रॉय माय प्राइड एंड इल्यूजन। ऑल्दो माय माइंड एंड इंटेलिजेंस आर कंटामिनेटेड बाय विकेड इंक्लिनेशंस, I nevertheless take shelter of your divine grace by constant meditation upon your lotus feet in causeless devotion.
Vrindavane ramana reti prasiddha bhumau tatra bi krishna balarama supada mule jnanam param parama krishna sudam yuktam दंतास्तु देव प्रभुपाद नमो नमस्ते।
इन द मोस्ट होली लैंड ऑफ वृंदावन इन रमण रेति एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री कृष्ण बलराम यू आर प्रीचिंग द टॉप मोस्ट नॉलेज ऑफ कृष्ण द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हु इज द फाउंटेन हेड ऑफ रिलीजन। ओ मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस, ओ माय लॉर्ड श्रील प्रभुपाद, लेट मी ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस अंटू यू।
नमस्ते नमस्ते कृपा पूर्ण दृष्टि, नमस्ते नमस्ते महानंद दात्री, नमामो नमामः पुनर्रक्ष रक्ष प्रसीद प्रभो पाहि माम दक्ष दक्ष।
आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस एंड टू द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ द एंटायर वर्ल्ड एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, हूज ग्लांसेस आर फुल ऑफ मर्सी and who is the bestower of transcendental bliss. O renowned Lord, protect me and kindly shower your compassion on me again and again.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sishyaya Bhakti Vedanta Namine Prasannaya Prasantaya Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Let me offer my obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, who is always calm and joyful and who is known by the name of Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Shri Vanga Bhumi Janabhushana Gaura Leela Gauranga Bhava Parisharana Matra Sila Radha Madhava Padapadma Mano Vilasim Ananda Rasi Prabhupada Namo Namaste.
The land of Bengal is worshipable by the whole world because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes there. I offer my obeisances unto my divine master, who is full of bliss. He is always in the ecstasy of Lord Gauranga and is therefore immersed in the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. So, Srila Prabhupada's glories are so unlimited that we will not be able to complete and do justice in a very short time. But then we have to keep doing this on a regular basis for us to be the recipient of the mercy. I would like to discuss today's session in two parts. The first part is about listing certain glories about Srila Prabhupada. And second part is what can we do to Srila Prabhupada as a matter of showing our indebtedness. When Nanda Maharaj wanted to celebrate Krishna's appearance, He had done a very, very elaborate arrangement. He was so happy about having this beautiful young child in his house. So he had literally opened up his entire treasure house and started distributing lots of gold, jewels, cows, fully decorated cows, grains, land. So not only Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd men as well as the gopis in Vrindavan, they were all extremely happy. And this happiness of Krishna's appearance reverberated not only in Gokula, but all the three worlds were celebrating this wonderful festival. But the point for us to be contemplating upon is, as practitioners, as students of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan mission, we also need to celebrate in a very unique as well as in a very thumping manner. Nanda Maharaj, within his capacity, and he went really, you know, full Monty on extending his capacity to give charity to so many Brahmanas and shared his joy. In our capacity, how are we going to share our joy as well as indebtedness towards Srila Prabhupada? So firstly, we will discuss few qualities, glories of Srila Prabhupada, and then we'll come to how to offer our gratefulness to him, in what capacity. Number one quality that I want to, you know, discuss and highlight is about a Vaishnava or a saint is those who are concerned about the society at large and for the future generations to come. A person who is able to foresee what is going to come up in the future and try to do corrective action and try to make plans so that the damage is less. That is the height of Paropakar. That is considered as the greatest or the highest or the tallest contribution for the society. Every Vaishnava saint has reflected on this particular quality. Right from the sages of Naimisharanya, when the sages came to Naimisharanya giving up their worldly affairs, choosing Saunaka Rishi to lead them and to hear from Suta Goswami. So this whole arrangement is in itself establishes the sanctity and purity and the position of a self-realized soul. They have been gathered to plan, discuss, elaborately work out, chalk out a detailed plan of what is going to be the future arrangement for the people in Kali Yuga. If I can fast forward, this is exactly what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar's purpose was also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, he had shared several prophecies. He had shared several predictions. And not only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and in the same line, our dearest Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So many people have already expressed their concerns, did their bit for addressing those concerns, showed the process how this has to be eventually taken it up further, and made a prediction that a commander-in-chief would come one day and make this mission complete. So, with all conviction, we can conclude that this commander-in-chief is none other than our dearest, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Advaitacharya said that not only in West Bengal or Bengal or India, this holy name will be chanted in every town and village. Nityananda Prabhu said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, same prophecy but in different words and different paraphrasing. But all of them have said that this is the process. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sankirtan is the only way by which somebody can be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. If anybody has not chanted the holy name of the Lord, then there is no hope for them in this Kali Yuga. How much ever this Kali Yuga is degraded and, you know, in comparison to other ages have got challenges. Kaler dosha nide rajan astiki eko mahan gunaha kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet. Naam bina kichu nahi go naro chauda bhuvana maje. Hari nama garja dam nagim baya sindam aisi bole gita bhagavata. We can go on quoting so many things. But now this prophecy that has been made, this prediction that has been made, from the time our dearest Prabhupada met his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he kept on meditating, working on it, praying for this prophecy to come true. It was in 1896 that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had made this prediction and actually sent a book that he wrote to foreign universities. And in that book, he has made a prediction that a Senapati Bhakta will come and one day French, German, Russians, Americans, they will all go to the streets and chant the holy name of the Lord. And this will be fulfilled by Senapati Bhakta. So many of Prabhupada God brothers and friends had told that you are that one Senapati Bhakta, because you fill in that exact profile as the prophecy says. So my first prayer and submission and glories about Srila Prabhupada is that he has prayed for us. He has cried for us. He has, definitely worked for us so that we and our future generation can have a hope in somehow or other redeeming ourselves from this cycle of birth and death and eventually take a new trajectory towards the spiritual abode. Somebody is crying for us. There are days and there are weeks, there are weekends that Srila Prabhupada used to visit Shantipur and sit in front of Advaitacharya's Samadhi and used to pray, used to cry, used to weep. What is to cry? Later he has revealed. He used to cry that the impossible mission that my Gurudev has given, I am not sure how I am going to fulfill. I am not sure if I have enough sadhan to do that. but I have the vairagya, I have the determination. At least I want to do it for my spiritual master. Mula Prakriti Mataji has, compiled a book about her conversations with various devotees in and around Vrindavan. And these conversations are about pre-ISKCON era, or when before Prabhupada started International Society for Krishna Consciousness, when Srila Prabhupada was in India, in Mathura, Vrindavan, when he was doing his translations. So all the encounters of people, she has compiled a book. It's a fantastic book. You all should read that. I had the privilege of reading that entire book. It was Krishna's mercy and Gurudev's mercy. I was in Vrindavan Dham, and as you all know, Holi is a very famous festival. So I was in Vrindavan Dham on a Gaur Purnima day, and I was prepared to leave out because of the Holi celebrations. So I went to the library, picked up this book, morning till evening, I was just focused on this book, and I could read the entire book. And it left me with such an impact that what Srila Prabhupada has done to us, it is just not some external, organizational excellence. It is an absolute implementation of the prophecy that all our predecessors have seen. So my first prayer and first submission and first glories is, Srila Prabhupada is a acharya who has cried, prayed, pleaded, and worked and planned so that we and our generations in the future would have some hope. And foreseeing, without this help, without this arrangement, without whatever Srila Prabhupada has given to us, foreseeing that things would not fall in place, and a most rarest opportunity of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission, Mahaprabhu's mercy will be lost. So realizing that, Srila Prabhupada, at a very, ripened age, 70th year, he started this mission to implement that mission. He was already living that mission for several years, but he started implementing the mission. So our sincere obeisances to his lotus feet for this. The second aspect is, this prediction, this prophecy of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and all the previous people, was it easy for Srila Prabhupada to implement them? Typically, from a normal worldly man's viewpoint, I'm talking about. Of course, for a Mahabhagavata, for a soul descended from the spiritual abode, these are all meant to happen. But I am analyzing from a sadhaka's, kanishta's perspective. The kind of ordeal, the kind of challenges, the kind of scenarios that Srila Prabhupada had to go through to establish this mission. So my second submission prayer and glories of Srila Prabhupada is that every Vaishnava not only worry for the generations to come, they also go out of their comfort zone in trying to implement as much as they can during their tenure so that the project is commenced. So Srila Prabhupada did not only make the plan, did not only create a prototype. Srila Prabhupada, for 11 long years, he traveled tirelessly, personally trained his students on so many aspects with all the minutest of the details. So going out of the comfort zone, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one place, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that I am very old, I feel fatigued, my vision is not proper, I am not able to perform my services, I am feeling very much wrecked. But still, I am continuing this mission because it was an order upon me by my spiritual authorities. So a similar statement Srila Prabhupada is also writing. A similar statement Srila Prabhupada is also making, that I am an old man and I had so many, you know, challenges, physical, health related challenges. But still, I would like to do this mission, because if not now, when can I do? Whether it was his interaction towards Sumati Morarji, whether it was his interaction with his students, with his god brothers. So he was very firm to make this happen, come what may. Even in the worst of his health, he used to travel and did whatever he has to do for us. So my second prayer and submission to his lotus feet is about the glories about him choosing to go out of the comfort zone. He could have very easily, happily stayed in Vrindavan Dham and very nicely spent his sannyas days. In one of the purports in 6th canto, 9th chapter, shloka number 51 to be precise, Srila Prabhupada is writing, this is in the context of Vritrasura's pastime. So Srila Prabhupada is writing that a spiritual master or a self-realized soul, I'll just read that paragraph, 6951. So Srila Prabhupada is saying how, it's a very small purport where the Supreme Lord is telling Indra to approach Dadichi for asking his bones to create a weapon to attack with the Vritrasura. So in that context, Srila Prabhupada is writing a very interesting purport. I'll just read the purport. Everyone in this material world, from Lord Brahma down to the ant, is eager to keep his body comfortable. A pure devotee may also be comfortable, but he is not eager for such a benediction, since Mahavan, the king of heaven, still aspired for a comfortable bodily situation. Lord Vishnu advised him to ask Dadichi for his body, which was very strong due to his knowledge, vows and austerity. So the message here is that a pure devotee may also be comfortable, but he is not eager for such a benediction. So this is seen in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. This is seen in the life of Haridas Thakur. This is seen in the life of our dearest Srila Prabhupada. This is seen in the life of Vasudeva Datta's mindset. This is seen in the mood of Ramanujacharya. This is seen in the mood of so many Vaishnavas. Even the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who have led a very exemplary life, leading by example. So going out of the comfort zone for missionary purpose, so that the predictions, the prophecy made by our acharyas come true, and the generations to come can be peaceful. This is how a parent think. This is how a guardian think. This is how a person who is concerned about everyone think. Parents save money for their children. Parents help their children. Parents facilitate necessary things for the children. But they only think about their own immediate family. But here, great personalities like Srila Prabhupada have thought about all of us. So my second submission and offering and prayer glorifying him is that Srila Prabhupada, you have took so much of pain, physical pain, challenges to go out of the comfort zone to that extent that, we had multiple heart attacks, multiple, health crisis. But the Sankirtan mission was, constantly moving forward. So thank you so much. And we are highly indebted and grateful to you at your lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada. The third aspect that I want to, mention about is that, okay, I go out of the comfort zone, I pave the way, and I kind of set a precedence and leave it there. Srila Prabhupada did not do that. So there are very, very, very few people who have done act like what, you know, we have heard in Srila Prabhupada's life, what we have seen in Prabhupada's life. Like, for example, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has picked up and chosen those categories of people whom nobody else would want to associate, or nobody else have comfort in you know, engaging themselves for a normal social conversation also. But Lord Shiva, out of his kindness, out of his large-heartedness, broad-mindedness, he preaches to Bhutas, Bhutaganas, and you know, ghosts and people living in the crematorium. And he chooses to stay with them and handhold them and try to encourage them and engage them in some service. Narada Muni has done such extraordinary service of going and preaching and training very uncultured, uncivilized people. Mrigari is one example. So not very many people have ventured it out. They've always operated on some known territory. They've always operated on some areas to a point in time. Beyond that, they will leave it for the generations to look after. But in your case, Srila Prabhupada, you have done an amazing task of going to the nth level for him to train the American, English, Western boys and girls was something which is wonderful. Srila Prabhupada was returning to India for the first time. So when Srila Prabhupada came back, he went to US, and this is the first time he is coming to India. He came along with some group of Western boys and girls. So it was a talk of the town that Bhaktivedanta Swami has brought in his Western disciples. So Srila Prabhupada organized a stage program. And in the stage program, he had all the, he was sitting on the stage, and behind him, all the boys and girls. It was a fantastic display of success, how the Sankirtan mission has penetrated into the Lachen culture and all the Western civilization also. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, you see these boys and girls, they have taken up this Krishna consciousness process. They have sacrificed their materialistic life. They have dedicated themselves for this preaching mission. Even if you give them $10,000 to allure them, to take them away from Krishna consciousness, these boys and girls will not get deterred. So all the, you know, devotees who are standing behind Srila Prabhupada, they were all beaming, they were all smiling, they were all very happy, they were all jubilant that they got, you know, a kind of an appreciation from their spiritual master. Of course, to keep them at bay, Srila Prabhupada immediately turned towards them and said that, don't smile too much. Nobody has yet offered you one. You know, nobody has yet offered you $10,000. Who knows when somebody offers you, you know, what will happen. I mean, Prabhupada was equally warning them, hand-holding them, and at the same time protecting them. In one other meeting, so somebody had asked a question from the crowd, asking Srila Prabhupada that you have trained all these boys and girls, how will they understand Vedic knowledge? How will they be able to pronounce Sanskrit shlokas? How will they be able to, you know, comprehend what is there in our Vedic literature? So Srila Prabhupada, you know, called one Mataji from the crowd and asked her, you know, it was a kind of reflex action. Immediately Prabhupada picked up a lady, said, please chant Isopanishad. So this Mataji, she wasn't sure how to respond, but thankfully she knew a few prayers. She said, she kept on saying, first prayer, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna, second prayer, then third prayer. So she knew only three or four prayers. Beyond that, she wouldn't know. And Prabhupada was not told about what she knew, what she wouldn't knew. So she said the first one, she said the second one, she said the third one, and the fourth one, she was not knowing you know, to chant. So Prabhupada said, okay, that's all right. He stopped. So Prabhupada always made sure that he had given the best. You know, in one place, Satsuru Maharaj writes, Prabhupada saying that as a sannyasi, I am restricted to, you know, certain activities. But because you boys and girls have come to me, I have taken a risk of going beyond my boundaries in terms of, you know, educating you on grihastha ashrama, getting you all properly trained on various aspects of looking after each other. So the point that I want to say as a third prayer is, it was not just an out of comfort zone to set up an institution. Srila Prabhupada actually picked up the most complicated, apparently most complicated and difficult students in terms of the demography and the knowledge base a person would have. He picked up people from overseas, people from, completely away from the Vedic culture, and he transformed them. He made hippies to happies. He literally, you know, brought the devotee within them, really demonstrated that this Krishna consciousness philosophy is beyond all sorts of external quotients. So my third offering or third prayer or recognition about Srila Prabhupada's contribution is that if it was not for Srila Prabhupada, who would have demonstrated this glory of how the Sankirtan mission works on, you know, Paschatya Desha Tarine. That is why Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Just taking the Vani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Paschatya Desha Tarine, he delivered the people in the Western countries. Of course, we were much more in a precarious condition. Somehow, Indian in those days or even now start to follow what Western people do it. So, at the end of the day, in spite of being born in a Bharata Varsha, we were foolish enough not to accept in the first place that Srila Prabhupada gave. But thankfully, these Western, you know, boys and girls, they took Srila Prabhupada seriously. Srila Prabhupada gave them love that because of them following, it became a talk of the town. And eventually we also started following them. So my third offering and third prayer is that Prabhupada chose the most fallen category of people, like the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Patita Pavana. He has picked up all the Patitas and delivered them. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada has handpicked and delivered and established the sanctity of the Sankirtan movement. So it was just not an comfort zone arrangement. It is also to deal with such extreme, you know, set of students was a very important service and contribution, so that there is a hope for all of us to practice Krishna consciousness. So my third offering is that Srila Prabhupada stayed humble but gave the glories of the Krishna consciousness process to everyone, even the most fallen, so that it can give hope for the future generation. So when you do come out of the comfort zone, one of the important aspects of is that the generations to come can do it easily. One day, I think several years before, in Radha Ras Bihari temple, every Thursday or every Ekadashi, I don't remember exactly, we have a habit of reading Prabhupada Leelamrita. So if I am right, it was Anuttama Prabhu or, you know, maybe some other devotee. I may wrongly quote the name. So he was reading, and at that time it was describing about the earlier day struggles of how Srila Prabhupada, when he had established this Krishna consciousness movement, there were days where there were hardly, you know, any money in the system. So at that time, the speaker was telling, you are all sitting in a wonderful marble temple with all the wonderful arrangements. But the devotees in the earlier days, what they toiled, what they worked for, has created this infrastructure. So what I want to conclude this third prayer by saying that Prabhupada had walked the tough path, but made our journey much, much easier. And he has given us a hope that for sure, if I continue walking, I would be able to, you know, win myself to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So he stayed humble and he gave hopes by making our journey easier. He didn't ask all of us to go the same rough path that he had to go. Fourth, and the last glorious for today's session that I want to say is that Srila Prabhupada, after doing all these things, he gave the credit to his spiritual master. He did what his spiritual master asked for. He accomplished it successfully in spite of all his god brothers, all his friends, all his buddies in the Krishna consciousness circle. So they were all questioning him when he started International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Especially they thought him as a Guru Drohi, or even to an extent they were really upset that he left Gaudiya Mutt and stuff like that. But he stayed put on this process, steadfastly focused, got to the result of it, and he gave the credit where the credit is due. Time and again, he has done that. So the idea is that Vaishnava, Sadhu, is the one who is worrying for you, who is working for you, who is making it easy for you, and who does not take any credit for that. So that is what my, sum and substance of these four. The idea is that when we would have done this, we would want so much of accolade, so much of credit, so much of appreciation, so much of fan following. Srila Prabhupada had got all of them, but he never dwelled on them. He always passed on the credit to the previous acharyas. In fact, there were instances where he used these credits for the preaching mission. So that is the height of humility. When somebody gives you a credit, when somebody appreciates you, when somebody acknowledges you, we need not deny, but we need not dwell on them. Rather, we use that momentum, we use that, the chance to win more and more souls and make it more successful for the preaching mission. So, Srila Prabhupada worried, cried and prayed for us. Srila Prabhupada went out of the comfort zone and worked and did necessary implementation for us. Srila Prabhupada did make the path much, much easier, convenient, and set the future tone for us so that we have the necessary tools and enablers to make it further bigger, to continue the prophecy. And last but not least, in spite of doing all of these things, Srila Prabhupada did not take credit upon himself. He gave all the credit to his predecessors, especially to his own spiritual master. In fact, he has claimed that his own disciples are representatives of his spiritual master. So that is the, because if you ever run an organization, a simple materialistic organization, to be a CEO of the organization, you know what it entails to keep the organization intact. Employees, finances, policies, processes, success, quality, vendor, customer, government. So many things you have to look into. A small materialistic organization where everything is transactional. But this is a spiritual organization where everybody is a volunteer. It is driven towards a mission. Unless you lead by example, unless you walk the talk, it's impossible to make it happen. During ISKCON's 50th year celebration, there were discussions about an analysis about spiritual organizations and their tenure. So if I'm right, ISKCON is one of the organizations or one of the very few organizations who are thriving even after 50 years. Otherwise, generally, an organization will dwindle as the founder leaves. But here, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's foresightedness, and Srila Prabhupada's entire leadership skills or leadership aura that he has instilled in his followers, the same vigor, or at least the vigor that is required to take this mission forward. So Srila Prabhupada's disciples and their disciples, they are definitely bearing the torch and taking this mission forward. There are physical, you know, administrative challenges, but the Sankirtan mission is growing day by day. Number of people are coming to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is increasing day by day. Number of people chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is increasing day by day. It is, you know, after post-COVID, the number of people who are, you know, subscribing to the spirituality, the spiritualistic way of life is increasing day by day. And all of these, increase was possible because of Srila Prabhupada. So these are the four sets of glories that I want to, you know, offer to Srila Prabhupada about his own wonderful nature. There are four wonderful things that I would like to recognize that only Srila Prabhupada has done. No other Acharya has done. Number one, Rathyatras in all over the world, in different, you know, Jagannath is being taken to every streets. The festival of Kart that Srila Prabhupada has taken all over the universe and given the blessings of Jagannath to everyone, nobody has done. This is unique to Srila Prabhupada. Number two, Bhaktivedanta purports. The impact of Bhaktivedanta purports and the languages in which Bhaktivedanta purports are currently being engaged around the world. Nobody else has done. No other Acharyas have done so far. Number three, the prophecy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur along with all the predecessors in the exact same manner. Why predecessors in the recent past? Even all the way till Thiruvai Mori, yeah, one of the Alvars have said, Poliga, Poliga, Poitre, Valluvir Chabam. So he's saying that there will be a day come that Yamaraj won't have any duties. He will have, there will be so many devotees. They'll be singing in the streets, chanting and dancing. Kadalvannan, Mudangal, Adi, Padi, Kondadi, which means all the followers of the Supreme Lord, they will hit the streets chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the idea is that the third most wonderful thing is that Srila Prabhupada did not deviate from the prophecy. He has exactly stuck on to that and he made it happen. And he has demonstrated Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, the victory flag. The flag of Sankirtan mission, he has, hoisted in every town and village. Some fool surrendered to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj will one day do it. That is the statement that Srila Prabhupada made to his friend. I have shared that pastime several times in the past also. So, this is even though it is a glory, it is also a wonder. And the fourth and most important thing is that the pastime places which Goswamis have, given us, Srila Prabhupada has made it available for us in a much more easier manner. In fact, one of the seven purposes of ISKCON is to also, you know, give us these pastime places. So now the project that Srila Prabhupada had started, it is still going on. So today we are able to go and enjoy these pastime places. All the credit to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, but definitely credit to ISKCON. Definitely credit to Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan movement, because we have contributed substantially in preserving. In one place, Prabhupada is making a prophecy. Please protect this, temple of Jiva Goswami. A day will come where people from all over the world will come to this place to take darshan of this place. So these are all, not just ordinary coincidences. And now coming to the last part of the, you know, presentation, I want to say four things that we will have to do it as a matter of our duty, as a matter of showing our indebtedness and our gratefulness to Srila Prabhupada. I'm sure, you know, four is not an exhaustive list. We can make 4,400. But I just thought, you know, I will, you know, submit my few thoughts on this and leave it to you all to extrapolate and, you know, extend it according to your, you know, capacity. The very first thing that we need to do, if I can say it based on the current scenario of ISKCON's administrative structure and, you know, the preaching structure and various other, you know, considerations, I would say ISKCON is the solution to world problems. Let us not make ourselves a part of the problem. Let us make ourselves part of the solution. We are a responsible organization. We as the members of International Society for Krishna Consciousness are the hope for the current generation. Hence, as a matter of duty, we should not do anything that would tarnish Srila Prabhupada's image. This I am telling it as the first agenda, because sometimes as selfish, short-sighted, or maybe a person with a poor fund of knowledge may say that I got my benefit, hell with others, you know, what I'm supposed to do, or maybe reckless, or maybe not so focused. So I want to say, appeal to all the followers of Srila Prabhupada. It's a request, I'm sure it's a request to me, but as a matter of our to-do to Srila Prabhupada is to be on the side of the solution. Because ISKCON as an organization is evolving, is coming up with so much of its own parinam, transformations organizationally. But we need to make sure that what Srila Prabhupada has given to us in our own genuine, honest self, we need to make sure that we don't tarnish them. So we are supposed to be on the side of the solution, not on the side of the problem. It's a very generic statement. It means a lot when you analyze this. I will leave it to that level for you all to independently analyze and contribute in your own capacity. So I personally want to request Prabhupada to bless me, to bless all of us, to be on the side of you know, solution, and make sure that what he has created is protected and, you know, grown. And for which the Prabhupada says, never try to change what I have given. If you change, you will have a problem. So please be careful when we are trying to use Prabhupada's words in a convenient manner, and partially implementing, partially not implementing, it may have a adverse effect. So as a duty, as a responsibility, as an indebted soul, we should definitely make sure that what Srila Prabhupada has given to us is protected, both in terms of the resources, both in terms of his infrastructure, systems and policies, but more than all of them, the ethos, the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the mood of how we are all an extended family. We are make sure that at any point in time, we are in for Guru's pleasure and not for personal agenda. This is my you know, first prayer as an offering to Srila Prabhupada. Number two that I would definitely say is that we need to encourage our next generation, because our next generation is definitely the current generation, I would say, the current generation or the next generation. They are definitely smarter in terms of technology, skills and abilities and stuff like that. So they have moved on from Shabda Brahman to more as Pratyaksha Brahman. I mean, this is my analysis, I may be wrong. So the current trend of accepting thing is, if it is logically convincible. So at least 50% of the generation can be, you know, presented. Today's both, even ISKCON devotee parents, children, or even, you know, otherwise also, if you have to go and present Krishna consciousness, you cannot just go and say that, hey, we are all elders, seniors are telling, just obey what we are saying. We cannot say that. I mean, we can say that, but we have to command that respect. So better we need to learn innovative, which Prabhupada says utility is the principle. So Prabhupada says, when Srila Prabhupada was there, let us go to Narottam Das Thakur Shyamananda Pandit time. When they were doing book distribution, when the books were stolen, so all the three of Shyamananda Pandit Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, all three of them are sitting together and crying. Had we got a printing press, had we got technology, had we got facility, we would have printed thousands of copies of these literatures of Acharyas and distributed. So what they were, desiring, now we are getting all those facilities. So we need to make sure that we utilize the latest facilities and technology and try to present Krishna consciousness without distorting the ethos of the presentation. So my second offering, second request to us, to me, or to all the aspiring souls, is to make sure that we try to present Srila Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness philosophy to our generation in a manner by which they will be able to accept, and don't try to switch them off by some old school approach. We can definitely innovate without distorting the ethos. So basically, I am seeing in my services, I am seeing how the younger generation do not want to just say that, in Purana Itihas, as it is mentioned, you need to make it logically, relevant and relatable, for which we need to be, practicing devotees with our experience, with our own results that we have seen in our life. We will be able to attract, inspire the younger generation. So my second principle, as a matter of duty, that is, we will utilize our skills, utilize all the resources, all the technology, and try to present Krishna consciousness. So I'm very happy what His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Sivaram Maharaj, and several Maharajas are already doing that. The way they are penetrating to the masses, presenting Krishna consciousness, using values education as a medium, using environmental sustainability as a medium, using different mediums, political mediums, several mediums. So penetrate. So we are all like missionaries. So we need to make sure that somehow these missions are properly spread. The third prayer, as a matter of offering to Srila Prabhupada, showing our indebtedness, is that in our journey to Krishna consciousness, please take care of the existing devotees, because Srila Prabhupada says that I have shed 1 gallon of blood to make one devotee. When I say take care, it is all the way from Srila Prabhupada's disciples to the rank and file in the current organization. Each of them have come to ISKCON and staying in ISKCON because Srila Prabhupada is preaching them. We are just the mouthpiece. We are just the courier wala. We are just the postman. So we need to make sure that somehow or other we take care. So there should be a devotee care, because this caring, we just care for them, care for their health, care for their emotions, and try to extend. Let us not make Krishna consciousness as a mechanical knowledge learning process. It is a lifestyle. Krishna consciousness process that Srila Prabhupada has given is a lifestyle, and one of the important components of lifestyle is emotionally and sentimentally along with philosophy. So this packaging needs to be very well done. So please have a nice devotee care for our near and dear ones, because many a times we have seen people lost faith in Krishna consciousness process when they are emotionally demoralized. So that's my third request. As a duty, we need to make sure that we extend ourselves. It may be a slight out of comfort zone arrangement for us, but that much we should be ready, because somebody else did it for us. And last but not least, Bhakti Charu Maharaj mentioned this, that once somebody asked Bhakti Charu Maharaj, will ISKCON be there for the next 10,000 years? So Bhakti Charu Maharaj said that it is in our hands. Prabhupada's books are the law books for the next 10,000 years. That's, nobody can change this. But whether ISKCON will be there for the next 10,000 years or not, it is in our hands. So let us all individually take up some responsibilities. Let us take some action with respect to serving, participating, and taking up some projects to sustain and grow the ISKCON community. Even though ISKCON is an organization, but ISKCON is Prabhupada's body. So Srila Prabhupada has put in so much of effort in creating this as a prototype so that everybody in the society can see this, learn from this, and apply this. So from that perspective, we need to make sure that this remains a very good example. So we as members of ISKCON will have to contribute both financially as well as by strategically in seeing to that this movement spreads. So which means go out and win a soul. Each one, preach one. That's a word from the congregation ministry. They always say, at least every day, every possible moment, try to give Krishna consciousness to someone. That will bring in a smile in Srila Prabhupada's face. And that is easily done when you give Prabhupada's books and take care of him. So I would stop here on this auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. I'm sure you all would have your own temple yatra celebrations, and I'm sure you all had a wonderful Janmashtami also. So please, bless me as well as all our devotees who are in the missionary mode, who are all trying to contribute to Srila Prabhupada. We have a lot of challenges coming our way. Kali Purusha parallelly is acting around us. So it is important that we help each other and try to be a useful soldier in the Sankirtan mission. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Itaya Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Any questions, comments, reflections, we have to discuss.
Prabhu. Yeah, Yashomati Mataji, please go ahead. I'll go up.
Okay. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Very, very instructive class, and you just talk about our dearest Srila Prabhupada and the qualifications, and you glorify him by saying his glorification, and you also instruct us that how we should do. And we should always think about our Srila Prabhupada, how he came at the age of 70. So many impediments, so many things he get. And still, he just came to, he has a good faith in his spiritual master and the predecessors and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he told him to go to the out of overseas and just deliver all these fallen people by giving the Krishna conscious to in everyone's heart. And he always cried and prayed for us for that thing. And also, even though so many challenges about his health and so many impediments, still he did for his spiritual master. So by that, I should always think about what my spiritual master wants from me. I should always try to do that thing. And he also came out from his comfort zone, and he came to, at the age of 70, he came overseas, and he just delivered the fallen souls, even though the young girls and young boys, they are in drug, they were taking drug, but they just and also they don't know about any Vedic culture. So that kind of people he just delivered, and he just made them Krishna conscious. So it's very, very nice. And even though all these things happened to him, but still he always humble to everyone. So I like all these points, Prabhuji. There are so many points. I don't want to summarize because you did so much in detail, you told about that, and he did so much thing. Nobody can do it until now. Even though I just experienced that whatever he did, Rath Yatra, we never heard Rath Yatra in the world, in overseas or something, but he did that. And by his purpose, I I can say that I was not that much, I do bhakti, I did bhakti, but at that time I was understanding I do bhakti, but I didn't do when I read the Bhakti Vedanta purports in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, how nice he understood. And it is understood very easily by any, what you say, illiterate people, they also can understand. And he just made me transferred from them. So for these material things, Prabhuji. And you just told about we should never deviate. Whatever we preach to others, always we have to think, and always whatever Srila Prabhupada spoke, we have to same as it is to the others. So Prabhuji, there are so many things, but now if you have a time, can I tell the devotees if you have time?
Sure. All the time. Janmashtami day, we have to only...
Happy Janmashtami, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. What an amazing... It was a very, very interesting class, full of practical applications for us. The prophecy of Prabhupada becoming the Senapati Bhakta, and then he fulfilled it. And what is there in our hands at this point in time, also you described very beautifully, Prabhu. It's a nice point that it is important to penetrate into the society through different ways to spread this movement. And more importantly, as you mentioned, it is in our hands to keep ISKCON together. It's in our hands. It's our responsibility. So I take that as my take-home point for today. And thank you so much for such an amazing class. Always you have such beautiful learning points and you do it systematically. So very grateful to you, Prabhu. Thank you for that patience, and it's very wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Always Prabhupada. So anybody has any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. No question as such, but I will pronounce our glories to Prabhupada. Beautiful session, Prabhu. The only reflection that, actually there are many reflections, but one reflection which I like the most and want to share after hearing your wonderful session. Of course, Prabhupada did a lot, and now the ball is in our court. We have to see how we can help Prabhupada's mission to progress. But the point that really stuck is how we should take care of the present devotees. Sometimes we race making new devotees, making them chant and making them follow the process, but we forget that there are present devotees also who need some care, who need some love. So that point really struck me, and thank you for always reminding us, though we have heard all these things over the period of time, but you always help us get reminded of these important aspects of our devotional life. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your always amazing classes with so many lessons to learn, and today so many prayers to offer to Srila Prabhupada with a heart full of gratitude. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Somebody said this to me. I was actually thinking this afternoon, what to present to you all, because Bhakti Sangha Japa group has a position like this, and we are just a small rats coming in, and I have to live up to some standard of this forum. So I was just praying to Krishna, what to speak. But then one point that kept, because whatever, as you said, whatever we spoke, it's not new to others. But the general tendency is when we hear the first time, we hear. But for it to go to the heart, we repeatedly hear. So when we hear them repeatedly, first it goes to the head. From head to heart, it takes a lot of time from head to heart and then into action. So I was just thinking that, so there's no harm, or there is, of course, there's no harm for sure. There is always a good to constantly remind on certain primary basics that we all need to definitely know and acknowledge Srila Prabhupada for. I'm sure somebody else would talk about 40 more points also. but within the limited time, I was just thinking. And it is important for us to repeatedly speak about the subject matter. At least for me, a day will come where what is spoken, what is heard, is not here. It is in the heart, and eventually it is in our lives, so that the generations to come will have somebody to look up to or some support system available. And thanks for all the encouraging words, Mataji. I guess Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. This is my 6th or 7th year for me in this forum. And every time I feel new and young, and feel very encouraged at the end of the session. So thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. And also one point that you said, that today's generation is not that kind of generation that they can fanatically accept. They need logic for everything. So we have to present them in such a way so that they can also understand. Yes. Thank you.
The reason I was mentioning that point is because I'm experiencing it. So we have a very wonderful content, wonderful process. Just by the methodology of delivery, we should not make it a mess. Otherwise, this generation would miss this wonderful opportunity, because we have it's the most amazing. It is like, they say in business, if the packaging is bad, how much ever great the product is, so sometimes people may reject the product. So make sure that you're present. So the idea is, why utility is the principle. Utilize whatever the best possible lie. Appreciate several of initiatives that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has taken in terms of presenting Krishna consciousness in the most innovative manner. Look at the bridge preachings initiatives that Radhanath Maharaj is one example. I'm sure every proper disciples and every senior preachers nowadays are adopting some scientific, some emotional, some sentimental, some spiritual, some technology based, but somehow present the Krishna consciousness philosophy in a manner with the current generation. If they take it, then they will actually literally change. They have that potential. The current generations are not very naive or very timid people. They are very well well very sorted.
Smart. Yeah, very smart.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Any other thoughts and comments? I see a question in the chat. Jyoti, Hare Krishna, Dhanwad, Pranam, Prabhuji, could you please teach and share your views on the system that movement is following? Has sinkholes, especially about chanting. Why the system can't be within about consciousness of devotees? If you can't track and gauge, then how it will validate with the standards Srila Prabhupada mentioned? This is my own observation. Please tell me more on this. I'm not sure if I fully understood the question, but at least I will tell, a very important point is, when I said about us to be careful, I was not trying to point out any anomalies in any particular person or individual. In general, the nature of Kali Yuga is such that if you don't maintain maintenance...
Can I please present the question to you once again?
Go ahead.
Prabhuji, my question to you is, I have seen that every Maharaj, means every Guru Maharaj, they have their own followers. So the entire ISKCON doesn't have one particular standard which can gauge the chanting and have the standards to follow. Because if an individual comes and the person is trying to chant, or say have trying to chant, because it is like very complex at the start, we don't know what exactly is happening, and then we chant after 3-4 years, we understand the levels of chanting, and then there are certain things that we feel low, and there is a point where the person loses the faith, because there is no faith actually. It's just because of a good association or the blessings or say mercy. We still 2-3 years we sustain, but after that I've seen that the devotee, means whatever my observation is, little observation, that the devotees or the people leave it, and then there is no question of coming back. Even though they are very intelligent and have the potential to carry the movement or make a difference or transformation in other people's life. So there is no system to gauge the chanting as such. There is no centralized system. That system is like a sinkhole for our ISKCON, and that we cannot have any we cannot gauge with whatever chanting we have to the standards of Srila Prabhupada that he has mentioned in the purport of his in teaching. So I'm talking about that
observation. I beg to slightly disagree with you. Number one, we have systems. Maybe you may not be aware about it. Number two is that Prabhupada has said ISKCON is a hospital. Suppose if you say that in your town, 25 people are diseased, you'll blame the doctor or you blame the patient. If a patient needs to have the courtesy or seriousness to go and approach the doctor, ask for proper medication by describing his or her own ailment. Prabhupada has said ISKCON is a hospital where different people have different types of diseases. There are the medicine is bona fide, doctors are bona fide. The adaptability, you know, sometimes every patient may not be suitable for allopathy treatment. Somebody may need homeopathy, somebody may need some other alternative therapy. So we have all the different varieties to look after people in this movement. So this process of Krishna consciousness preaching standard that Srila Prabhupada had set, I'm sure there are rooms for improvement. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if anything is missing, it is from the practitioner's eagerness and seriousness to approach the right doctor and presenting the problem and taking prescription. This is nothing called one universal formula saying that everybody should, of course, the universal formula is chant and be happy. But apart from that, how individually that has to be done. Chant and be happy, that statement, the purport if you give, it will be different for different people in terms of how they have to do that. So my, three-pointed answer is, number one, there are systems. Maybe some people are not following. Maybe some people are not knowing it. But there are systems to track. The system is everybody has got a siksha-diksha relationship. So Diksha Guru currently give Diksha based on their senior disciples' recommendations. So anybody who is recommending anyone for Diksha, they need to make sure that their students, that the recommending people are properly situated. That's the responsibility. So that system is there. The student should also tell the master that I have some problems. So the idea is that the patient needs to be honest, transparent to the doctor. That the doctor needs to be making sure that the patients are properly looked after. The second aspect is that there are varieties of activities in ISKCON. Is meant there for a reason. Because we have to have sadhana, seva, sangha, sadacha. For that, an environment, an ecosystem is required. Sadhana is chanting, reading, hearing. You know, seva is for our expression of love and gratitude towards, others. And sangha is to do that seva in a very effective manner. And sadachar is how your personal conduct is. All the four put together makes it complete. And this onus is on the student. It is always on the student. It is the kindness of the spiritual master, spiritual authorities to come out of the way and try to come and ask. You cannot say that, I am poor because of my parent. You are poor because of your choice. You are weak because of your choice. There are situations that at the system side can improve. But it is not a sinkhole or whatever that you may say. And the last point is that Srila Prabhupada has given his Bhaktivedanta purports. If somebody reads Srila Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports, it is impossible. When I say read, it's not just mechanical reading in the association of devotees with proper, guidance. It is extremely a foundational requirement. We need to read Srila Prabhupada's books on a regular basis to even understand the concept of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we may understand Krishna consciousness as a sentimental process. This is a purely scientific process. So first step is reading Prabhupada books in the association of devotees. Second step is to accept a spiritual authority under whom we serve. Third is to make sure that we have some committed service for which we are answerable. And in this, if we function, then slowly, slowly we will realize the situation to be changed is not necessarily the system, it is us. Because it is us who are part of the system. If 20 people make a system, out of those 15 people are not caring about them and blaming the system is obviously faulty. It's faulty because of 15 of us. So hence, I'm not fully agreeing to the point that we do not have a system. I agree to the point that we will have, definitely have to have a lot of improvements and innovations can be brought in. But what we already have, so many people are getting benefited and so many people are not able to get benefited. So we'll have to see how we as a part of the solution team go and extend ourselves. Making sense?
Yes, Prabhuji. So it's our responsibility. It's my responsibility. If I see something that I can do, then I should do it for myself and
first
for
of
whatever.
All, you should accept that we are all, I mean, not you, I, everybody, we are all patients. A patient cannot howl at the doctor. How come you can see, you know, me in a sick condition and do nothing? You only have to go to the doctor and say, hey, please, you know, you treat me. I need some treatment. So it is up to us. That is the first education, that I have to go and submit myself and ask for help and take the help. If you are not getting the necessary help, you try to refine the way by which you are asking for help. So there are signs associated with that. I'm sure, you know, as you read Prabhupada books and associate with devotees, you will get to know that. All the best.
Eternally grateful to you. Happy Janmashtami. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else has any other questions, comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu, on this very auspicious day, giving us association and glorifying Srila Prabhupada and telling us what's our duty and how humble we have to be, always giving the credit to the previous acharyas. We should not take it for ourselves. Very beautiful class, Prabhu, many instructions. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a nectarian class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, maybe we should end the class.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. If nobody have any question and if your permission, today is very, very instructive and so beautiful class. For me, especially, I can say that so many things, so many lessons to learn from this. So, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Prabhuji, for your very, very enlightening class today. And we are very, very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. As usual, all class yours. Very nice, Prabhuji. So instructive. So many lessons all the time. So if nobody have any question and if your permission is there, can we end the call? Prabhu?
Yes, Mother.
Mancha kalpataru pyashya krupa sindhu pyayevaja patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Antakoti vaishnavrunda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada again and again. I'm so much, my pleasure. Please accept my humble obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. His grace, Rangidari Prabhuji ki jai.
Hare Bol. Thank you so much.
Please bless me, Prabhuji. I can
Hare do. Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Hare
Bol.
Ending the call, dear devotees.